Prayer for the end of coronavirus. Jesus Christ, you travel through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. At your command, the sick were made well. Come to our aid now, in the midst of the global spread of the coronavirus, that we may experience your healing love. Heal those who are sick with the virus. May they regain their strength and health through quality medical care. Heal us from our fear, which prevents nations from working together and neighbors from helping one another. Heal us from our pride, which can make us claim invulnerability to a disease that knows no borders. Jesus Christ, you travel through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. Come to our aid now, that we may experience your healing love. Jesus Christ, healer of all, stay by our side in this time of uncertainty and sorrow. Be with those who have died from the virus. May they be at rest with you in your eternal peace. Be with the families of those who are sick or have died. As they worry and grieve, defend them from illness and despair. May they know your peace. Be with the doctors, nurses, researchers, and all medical professionals who seek to heal and help those affected and who put themselves at risk in the process. May they know your protection and peace. Be with the leaders of all nations. Give them the foresight to act with charity and true concern for the well-being of the people they are meant to serve. Give them the wisdom to invest in long-term solutions that will help prepare for or prevent future outbreaks. May they know your peace as they work together to achieve it on earth. Whether we are home or abroad, surrounded by many people suffering from this illness, or only a few, Jesus Christ, stay with us as we endure and mourn, persist and prepare. In place of our anxiety, give us your peace. Jesus Christ, heal us. Amen. The entrance antiphon for Saint Charbel. Your priests, O Lord, shall be clothed with justice. Your holy ones shall ring out their joy.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Charbel Maclouf, who was a priest and a hermit. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God, who called the priest Saint Charbel Maclouf to the solitary combat of the desert and imbued him with all manner of devotion, grant us, we pray, that being made imitators of the Lord's passion, we may merit to be co-heirs of his kingdom, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Return, rebellious children, says the Lord, for I am your master. I will take you, one from a city, two from a clan, and bring you to Zion. I will appoint over you shepherds after my own heart, who will shepherd you wisely and prudently. When you multiply and become fruitful in the land, says the Lord, they will in those days no longer say, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. They will no longer think of it or remember it or miss it or make another. At that time, they will call Jerusalem the Lord's throne. There all nations will be gathered together to honor the name of the Lord at Jerusalem, and they will walk no longer in their hard-hearted wickedness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock.
The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock.
Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant isles and say, he who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock.
The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock.
The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings, the grain, the wine, and the oil, the sheep, and the oxen.
The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock.
Then the virgin shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows.
The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy. But he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the great teachings of our faith, and perhaps the most comforting, is the fact that God is always ready to give us a second chance. And not just a second chance, but hundreds and hundreds of chances throughout our lives. You know, throughout the entire Old Testament, as we hear in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord keeps on saying, come back to me. You notice what he says, return, rebellious children. I'll give you another chance. In our gospel, Jesus tells us that there are different types of soil in which the seed is sown. And the fact is probably many of us are that kind of soil at different parts of our lives. You know, sometimes we get caught up in worldly riches and the anxieties of this world. Sometimes we're timid in our faith. But hopefully, through the grace of God, we don't stay there. But rather, each morning, each confession, each day is a new chance to become the saints that God wants us to be. And remember, God gives us that chance all the way to our last breath. He's still saying to us, come back to me, come back to me. And of course, we would be much more happy and holy if we did this early in our lives, if we just simply embraced the Lord and his teachings and entered into this deep and abiding relationship with the Lord, we would find much more happiness and peace in our lives. And that's why the church gives us the saints. You know, there were many saints who had ups and downs in their lives when it came to following the Lord. people who went from very sordid lives to lives of great holiness. And then there are those saints who seem to have gotten it early on. You know, Saint Charbel Maklouf, who is the saint from Lebanon, and he died in 1898, he was a very pious and devout child, even as a child. And his father died when he was young. His mother remarried. She had many children with her first husband, and her father. They were members of the Maronite rite. His stepfather became the parish priest, you know. And so here he was surrounded by this loving family, a life of faith and devotion. He eventually becomes a monk in the Maronite order. And for the last 25 years of his life or so, he was a hermit. And he was known for his holiness throughout his life. It was only after his death, though, that miracles were attributed to him. And that from his tomb, there was this celestial glow. And people were drawn to it. And they say that people who go and pray at his tomb, many miracles have taken place. You know, we need to follow the example of the saints. Each and every one of us has a saint who is important and precious in our own lives. I have a good friend, Father Joe Devlin, down in Philadelphia. He says, remember, you don't choose the saints choose you. You know, those saints that you're drawn to, they're drawing you, and they chose you from heaven. And so today we just very simply, as we celebrate throughout the year, throughout the liturgical cycle, the saints of the church, let us make a promise today to imitate them, to become the saints that we were created to be. We can't be a Saint Charbel, we can't be a Saint Benedict or a Saint Teresa of Avila, but we can be the saint that we are meant to be. And we can only do that by turning back to the Lord, confessing our sins, putting our faith in the Lord's mercy and love, and then get up the next day and continue to try your best with God's help to very simply become a saint. And as I just said that, I remember, just do your best and God will do the rest, okay? Ultimately, we stumble and we fall, but if we put our trust in the Lord, all will be okay. And that we will be the saints Lord wants us to be, but only if we trust in the Lord. Let us now bring our prayers before the Lord our God.
That the Lord may richly bless and be gracious to Pope Francis and all clergy as they continue to lead the faithful in truth and wisdom, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That Christ may guide the hearts and minds of those in positions of authority as they support policies that protect the dignity and sanctity of human life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those saddened by loss or burdened by sickness or poverty, may they find comfort in the shelter of God's love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those in this faith community may grow in their knowledge of the Word and strength of their faith through the grace of the sacraments, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, and in this Mass we remember Dick Laird and Joel Schreiber, may they rejoice in eternal life with our loving Father. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of our own special intentions, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly God, through the intercession of Saint Charbel, we ask that you hear our prayers and answer them, but only if they be according to your holy will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive, O Lord, we pray, the offerings made for the salvation of your people, so that through the intercession of Blessed Charbel we may flee the enticements of sin and draw near to the company of heaven, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love. And that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Charbel Maclouf, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Ronald, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
The communion antiphon. Blessed is the servant whom the Lord finds watching when he comes. Amen, I say to you, he will put that servant in charge of all of his property. An act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant our request, we pray, O Lord our God, that defended by the protection of Blessed Charbel MacLouf, we may live by this sacrament of your wisdom in serenity and moderation. Through Christ our Lord. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.